Well, two parishioners had just come from Mass, and the sermon had been on Sodom and Gomorrah from the book of Genesis. The one fellow said to the other, "You know, George, I learned something today. See, I had always thought that Sodom and Gomorrah were husband and wife." And then his friend said, "I can believe you, Sam, because I thought the epistles were the wives of the apostles." It is true that there are many Catholics that just don't know their Bible. And that's something that the Church for the last 40 years has been working on. That's why every Catholic parish has Bible studies. We have a weekly Bible study. We have monthly Bible studies. So the Church wants us to revere and respect and to get to know the Word of God. St. Jerome says, "Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ." The opposite is, knowledge of Scripture is knowledge of Christ. So the Church wants us to delve deeply into the rich Word of God. In fact, that's why if you go to Mass every Sunday for 3 years, you hear the Bible being read to you on a 3-year cycle. If you go to daily Mass, you hear the Bible being read to you on a 2-year cycle. So Catholics should know their Bible better than anyone, because we hear it every Sunday and every day. And today, we begin the reading of the Gospel of Luke. And Luke will be with us for this upcoming year. So today I wanted to spend a few moments just highlighting the main themes that you'll be hearing in the Gospel of Luke, and then also just mention a couple of the main themes of the other Gospels as well. The Gospel of Luke was written, again, about the year 62 or 63 A.D. The Holy Spirit inspired this physician, and St. Luke was a medical doctor, to write the Gospel. Now, each of the Gospel writers have been appointed a symbol that represents them. And it's taken from the book of Revelation. It talks about the ox, the eagle, the lion, and the man. And if you notice up here in the windows, you'll see the windows of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And you'll see their symbols. So if you can see, the symbol of Luke is the ox, because his gospel begins in the temple where the oxen were slain, when Zechariah went to the temple to offer sacrifice. So Luke, his symbol is the ox. So he was a physician. So what you'll see in Luke's gospel is a lot of interesting insights into the medical terminology. For example, in the healings and the miracles, he gives details that the other writers do not give. For example, in the bloody sweat of the Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane, it's only Luke that tells us about this bloody sweat that the Lord went through. We know that Luke was not one of the 12 apostles. He was actually a disciple of St. Paul, and that's where he learned the gospel message from. St. Luke was the most educated of the four gospel writers. He wrote in the most beautiful, elegant Greek. If you read and study the Greek, it is the most beautiful writing in the New Testament, is Luke and the Acts of the Apostles, which he wrote. Luke was writing primarily to Gentile converts. So the Holy Spirit had Luke emphasize not only that Jesus was the Savior of the Jewish people, but he was the Savior of the world, the Savior of the Gentiles as well. Luke's gospel that you'll be hearing this coming year is called the Gospel of Mercy. The stories of compassion and mercy are all throughout Luke's gospel. He gives us the parable of the prodigal son that Jesus taught us, the good Samaritan, the thief on the cross coming to accept Christ. So these stories of mercy are found in St. Luke's gospel. It's been called the Gospel of Prayer because there's so much about prayer and Jesus spending time in prayer. It's been called Our Lady's Gospel because it gives us the infancy narratives from Our Lady's perspective, the Annunciation, the Visitation, the Presentation, the finding in the temple. Luke must have interviewed our Blessed Mother to get this information from her about the infancy and the life of Christ in his early days. So it's been called Our Lady's Gospel. It's been called the Gospel of the Holy Spirit, because there's so much about the Holy Spirit is always working in this Gospel. It's called the Gospel of Women, because you have the role of women exalted. For example, Anna the prophetess and the holy women of Jerusalem are mentioned many times in this Gospel. So Luke was writing primarily to the Gentile converts. So he emphasizes Jesus died, yes, not only for the Jews, but for the Gentiles as well. Now, Peter Kreeft is a wonderful author. He's written about 25 books. He's our modern-day C.S. Lewis, teaching at Boston College and in the seminaries up there. He wrote a wonderful book called Reading and Praying the New Testament. And in that book, he says that, and he's a big Star Trek fan, and he says the four gospel writers, a good way to remember them is to remember the four main characters in Star Trek. Remember the Bones McCoy? You know, he's our doctor, so he would represent St. Luke. Of course, Bones McCoy, I think when I watched this show growing up, Star Trek, for 5 years, I think the only thing Bones ever said was, "He's dead, Jim." Right? He said that in every episode. So St. Luke was our medical doctor, just like Bones McCoy. Let's take a look at Matthew for a moment or two. Matthew's gospel, they say, was written originally in Aramaic in the year 50, then translated into Greek about the year 60. Matthew, his symbol is the man, because his gospel begins with the human genealogy of Christ. Abraham was the father of Isaac, etc. Matthew's gospel is always listed first, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because it's the bridge between the Old and New Testament. Matthew's gospel is the bridge. Over 100 references to the Old Testament, directly and indirectly, in the Gospel of Matthew, showing that Jesus is the fulfillment of what the Jewish people were waiting for. Matthew is getting across, since he's writing to Jewish converts to the faith, that Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah. He is the Son of David. He's part of the line of David. Now Matthew, who was a tax collector, who worked for the IRS of those days, was very careful in his writing. So just as an accountant would be very careful in his writings, being very orderly and balanced, so Matthew's gospel is perfectly ordered and balanced, just like somebody who would be an accountant. His main theme is Jesus is the Messiah, and he brought us the kingdom of God. 51 times in Matthew's gospel, it says the kingdom of God. So it's really the royal gospel, the regal gospel. And Matthew gives us the infancy narratives from Joseph's perspective. So it's been called the gospel of Joseph, giving us Joseph's perspective on the flight into Egypt and the Annunciation. Matthew gives us the long discourses of Jesus. For example, the Sermon on the Mount. The Holy Spirit had Matthew inspired to write down the account of the full Sermon on the Mount. So again, Matthew's writing for the Jewish converts. It's the gospel of the kingdom. And Peter Kreeft says that the character in Star Trek that most exemplifies Matthew is Captain James Tiberius Kirk, the kingly captain of the Enterprise. And then they have the Gospel of Mark. Mark is the shortest gospel. Now, Mark's symbol is the lion, because his gospel begins with John the Baptist in the desert, preaching powerfully like a roaring lion in the desert. Mark's gospel, they say, perhaps was the first one written, under speculation, but written about 60 to 70 AD. He was not an apostle, he was a disciple of St. Peter. And that's where Mark learned his gospel, from St. Peter. It's the shortest gospel because it was written for the busy Romans, the Roman converts to Christianity, who were pagan, had become Christian. So Mark wrote to them, he knew they were very busy, so he kept it just the bare bones. It's a gospel of action. And it's an action-packed scripture. In fact, if you had to write a gospel for the people of New York City, this is the gospel you would write. Okay, because they're busy. You want to get their attention. So Mark has miracle after miracle. He tells about 18 of the Lord's 33 miracles that are recounted in the scriptures are in St. Mark's Gospel. It's action-packed. Mark is always saying the words at once or immediately. 42 times in the Gospel, he says, Jesus immediately got up and went here or went there. And Mark's main message in the Gospel is that Jesus is the Son of God. Even the centurion at the last part of Mark's Gospel says, truly, the Roman centurion says, truly this man was the Son of God. So the character in Star Trek that best exemplifies Mark is Scotty, the engineer. Because engineers don't want fluff. They get right to the facts. Just the facts, man. You know, they just want the facts. Engineers are like that. Very much on track. Lastly, St. John's Gospel. The symbol of John's Gospel is the eagle. You see in the window there, also in the statue of the Gospel of John, you see John's statue there with the eagle. Because his Gospel soars above all others. His Gospel begins, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So his Gospel is different than the others, than the Synoptic Gospels. His Gospel soars. It's very rich in philosophy and theology. And they say John wrote this about the year 90 or 100 A.D. John had been the beloved disciple since he was about 16 years of age. So he meditated upon the work and teachings of Christ for 70 years before the Holy Spirit had John write down the Gospel. John was the only one who did not die as a martyr. He died of advanced age on the island of Patmos after writing his Gospel in the book of Revelation. John's is considered the single greatest book in the Bible. And the Bible is a library of books. And out of all those books, they say John's is the greatest. In John, we have only 7 miracles. The 7 most important miracles are recounted by John. His Gospel emphasizes the work of the Blessed Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in our salvation. It emphasizes the sacraments. Jesus is teaching on baptism to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. His teaching on the Eucharist, John chapter 6. It's called the Gospel of Love, the Gospel of Faith. There's so much about faith and love in this Gospel. So John's main point is the divinity of Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And John also has beautiful things to say about our Blessed Mother at the wedding feast of Cana and at the foot of the cross. The character in Star Trek that best exemplifies the Gospel of John is Spock. Because Spock was so profound and so deep and philosophical in his character on the show. So remember, when you read the Gospels, think of that. It'll help you remember something about each of the Gospels. Bones McCoy, St. Luke, the medical doctor, the Captain James Tiberius Kirk, the kingly leader of the Enterprise. The Gospel of Matthew, which is all about the kingdom of God. Mark, the short Gospel, the action-packed one, written by someone that was trying to get the attention of the busy Romans. And Scotty the engineer, just the facts, the bare bones. And then John's Gospel, Spock, the deep philosophical Gospel. So these are such wonderful Gospels. As we begin this year, it is still January, still time for some New Year's resolutions. Why not read the 4 Gospels during this year? Spend time with Luke, Matthew, Mark, and John. Get to know Christ through the Scriptures. What a wonderful thing that would be if each one of us during this year just delved into these infallible, inspired Word of God that the Holy Spirit inspired these 4 men to write, each with different gifts and talents, different perspectives. But when you read the 4 of them, you get the full picture of the beauty of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.